Stick the kettle on, Mum.
Oi! What did your last slave die of? And why is that rucksack so full? Is that your washing? That better not be your washing.
It won't take you long, will it?
It won't take you long, you mean?
Samsung Quick Drive washing machine gets laundry really clean, really fast. Search Quick Drive from Samsung, winners of the 2018 Which Large Home Appliance Brand of the Year Award.
I think I'll just leave it for your dad.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Christy Wowardy Dowardy.
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the bird.
Just saying. Okay.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Anna. God, I love that Banana Anderson.
Susie going toe-to-tobin.
Hava Nagila Weber. Ashley Savoni. She don't take no baloney.
Hot dang. It's Jessica Dang.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster,
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony,
Hillary Parker, the Parkersaurus,
Give 'em Hell, Miss Noel,
the Incredible Edible Matthews Sisters,
and Lizzie Drucker, a fun motherfucker.
Watch what crappens, watch what crappens, who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens,
crappens, crappens.
Hi everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me is the wonderful and lovable meatloaf-making Ronnie Karam from Rose Prick's Bachelor Podcast. What's going on, Ronnie?
Hello, Ben.
Whoa, BC.
Just took a big coffee.
Wow, taking a big old sip right there. Everyone, welcome to the show. We're here today. We're going to talk some Real Housewives of Dallas, one of my favorite things on TV at the moment. But before we dive into that, big, huge, exciting news. After weeks and weeks of people asking us to do this, we are finally doing it. We are adding a second Charleston show on January 25th. The tickets go on sale tomorrow, October 26th at 9 a.m. Eastern. 9 a.m. Eastern. You go to watchwhatcrappens.com for the ticket links. The first show went on sale, and the ticket sold out in like 60 seconds. So we think this one will probably sell out too. So definitely be ready at 9 a.m. Wherever you are, be ready. And we're really excited. So that's the big news. And it's not just Charleston. Of course, we have many other shows. In about 2 weeks, we are going to Seattle, Washington, one of my favorite cities of all time. And we are going to be going there to do a show. We have tickets still available. So please go get a ticket. Bring a friend. Go solo. Doesn't matter. You'll make friends. It's going to be a great time. Go to watchcrappens.com for that. And then in December, we have a very, very, very small amount of tickets left for Nashville. It's going to be a great show. That will probably sell out. So if you are on the fence, you should probably buy your ticket now before it's too late. So watchwhatcrappens.com for all of that. And make sure you get your King of Snarkasm t-shirt, because those are going to be only available for the rest of this week. And then they are gone forever. Things are running out. Things are running out. So go to watchwhatcrappens.com to get all of that stuff, and your life will be that much more enriched. You will be a happier person, and your friends will all be envious of you. So do that. And now, why don't we just do a nice soft pivot over to Real Housewives of Dallas, shall we?
Let's do it.
Let's do it, even though I'm speaking like Ramona. God, this show is so good. So good. So good.
I know, and it looks like it's just getting better and better. I mean, by the end, we were texting each other like, oh my God, even the things for next week.
Oh my God, the things for next week look just out of control. I mean, Mama D, wow, wow.
Yeah, Mama D really comes out of the bitch flower pot, yeah. blooming away.
She really laid a trap for Leanne. All this time, DeAndra was worried that Mama D was putting her in an awkward position, but she was just laying a big old bear trap, and Leanne walked right into it. And next week, it looks like It looks like the trap is, you know, giving its trap.
The trap is trap.
Trap returns. It's like, I don't know. It's return on investment on that trap is going to be very high for Mama D next week.
Yeah, we're going to be eating barefoot soup.
Yeah.
Next week.
Yeah, bear soup next week. Okay, so the metaphor's gone out of hand.
Yeah, so that's next week. So this week we open with some GarageBand guitars. They're like, like, okay, whatever is going to happen is about to be really cool. What's it going to be? Surely it's Jeremy, that husband who just wants to fuck 20 times a day and has a camera and takes pictures of soldiers and rock and roll kind of things.
Yeah, looks sort of like Jon Stewart, sort of like Al Gore, but is his own man.
We're just waiting to hear from masseuses all over Dallas.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so Odd Rock Guitars, Dandra is wearing her good morning t-shirt over to Jeremy's studio.
And she's really selling their love life to all of us. That she comes in, they kiss. She's like, uh-oh, danger, sexy weekend ahead. Warning, sexy weekend. We're going to have so much sex, because that's what we do. We have sex. We are 4 years into this relationship, and we are so happy. Sex. Going to be some hard knots for me. Hard, get it? Like a penis. A penis that's going to go in me, in DeAndra Simmons from Jeremy, because we are definitely having sex right now as we speak.
Yeah, they're going to be hard nights for you, but good nights for me, because we fuck a lot. Yeah! Just in case my wife, Dandra, didn't mention this, we've had 4 marriage parties, and we fuck 20 times a day. Tell your friends.
Hey, Jeremy, make a circle with your fingers. Okay, here comes my index finger. Oh, it's going in. It's coming out. Going in. Coming out. Guess what that means, everyone? Sex. We're having sex. S-E-X. Sex.
So, the episode after Leanne has just accused Dandra of drinking too much around Randy, Dandra opens the next episode going,
when I started this company, I was a party girl in college, and my college roommate called it, named this company for me, because my lifestyle, hard nights, good mornings.
And that college roommate was me, Countess Luann. I created this brand.
You're all drunk. That's my brand.
I would actually really enjoy that if Dorinda came out with that brand. You're all drunk.
Yeah, she's just blaming everybody else for being drunk.
It's a skincare called You're All Drunks.
Yeah, this is just that kind of week on Bravo. Everybody's being accused of being a drunk.
Yeah.
Well, spoiler alert, you're all drunks. Yeah. Okay? Please never go to rehab because we need to keep you on our Real Housewives shows.
Yeah. So originally, Hard Night and Mornings was supposed to be a reference to partying too much at night, which I think is what we all sort of assumed it was. But now Deandra's like, when I think of hard nights, I think of sex. That's why I love working with. I think of fucking. I think of intercourse. That's why I love working with my husband, because my husband is freaking hot and we have sex. Hard nights, good mornings. That's what it's
like,
about now.
Like, these products are anti-aging, and they're for people in their 10s, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 100s, 110s, 120s, 130s,
I'm talking about the number of sexual partners they have had.
It's like, I still want to go party until I'm 60, and I have very good skin. Look at my skin. It's very good. So why would I have some 18-year-old holding this product like it's her product? When it's my product, okay? Having to sell it to my kind of people, mother.
I'm like, who are you yelling at? You're just in your diary room session.
What point is she trying to make here? Just say it's my company. I want to pose with it. Listen, mother, I have very good skin. I have the skin of someone who has had sex last night and this morning. Hard nights and good mornings. That's what it is, mother.
I'm not going to have some 18-year-old going for it, okay? It's going to be my face, and I want moms to feel very comfortable wearing it.
Listen, I want people who want to put on a powdered wig to feel comfortable wearing this right now.
If you have a nose that squeaks when you squeeze it, this is perfect for you too, okay? I don't care if you're an 18-year-old clown or a 900-year-old clown. Okay,
if you are into kabuki theater, this is for you. You had a hard kabuki night, but you're going to have a good morning.
Like, so then they take beauty shots, and she's got, I mean, I don't know because I'm not there, but they show, you know, when they show all the pictures at the same time, like in a collage on the screen.
Yeah.
So one side is her getting her makeup on, and then the other is when it's already done, and it is kabuki makeup. And I'm like, well, what is this exactly? But I like that they put them side by side.
It is
like
actually
that.
Jeremy's semen that I have rubbed on my face because he just ejaculates so much. We are having so much sex. Ma'am, I just want to know, do you want a grande or a venti? Sis!
Okay, here's my name for my coffee cup. Lady who's fucking her husband all the time.
Lady who's fucking her husband a lot, your macchiato is ready.
So then we skip over to Cameron, who's, of course, on some red carpet of something, and she's like,
Elizabeth,
I'm here at the opening for Elizabeth W. Boutique. Okay?
Yeah. I was asked to host the opening party for Elizabeth W. Boutique. I met Elizabeth through a charitable organization.
Called the Global Pet Expo.
She's good with finding distributors. Thanks, girl.
Yeah, they're all like, oh, I like your dress. And she goes, thanks, girl. I'm in love with my dress. Like, so many people showed up at this event because I'm in charge of it. I don't even know how they can shop.
I am a big fashionista. What was that thing she mispronounced last week or 2 weeks ago? Oh, it was so funny. I'm going to have some steak frites.
frites.
So she's at Elizabeth W. Boutique. And Leanne and Carrie arrive at this event. Immediately, Leanne is complaining to Carrie that Deandra called her relationship fake. You know, separate lives. That whole thing. Oh, she and Rich are living separate lives, not a real relationship, et cetera, et cetera.
I mean, look who you're talking to. You were the one who said that her husband was off getting blowjobs in the gay bar. So, and yeah. Carrie even says that. She's like, the irony is not lost on me, but I forgive Leanne for being a horrible person, so I'm not going to bring that up right now.
Yeah, exactly.
And Leanne's like, I'm supposed to be planning my wedding. I cannot believe she's stressing me right now. Basically saying we live separate lives. And Carrie says, well, how long have you been together? Because that's like a long time to be faking it. I mean, I can't even fake it for 30 seconds.
Because I have sex with Mark so much. Oh, yeah, I have sex with Jeremy even more than you have Mark with sex. Sex with Mark, okay? Okay.
Hey,
okay.
You're not even in this party.
Bye, bye, bye. So Leanne is now, again, pushing this whole booze thing. And she's like, I mean, why does this have to be the one and only thing you do with Brandy? And she, like, shakes her hand, like, boozing, boozing, boozing. And you could just tell Cameron's look on her face was like, why do they shake their hands so much? That is weird that they do that.
And Carrie's like, well, I think we need to be conscious of our words, okay? Everybody just be conscious with their words. And Leanne's like, well, you mess with me? Then why don't you go do this, drink, 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 with Brandy? And then, you know, then you wonder why I say, you're an alcoholic. She's like, we're saying the word alcoholic now because I thought that that was the word that you didn't say. Because Leanne forgets that, like, she actually could have skated by on this because she never did tell Deandra she's an alcoholic. Yeah. And Deandra's like, that is goddamn well what you meant. And we're like, well, maybe she didn't, you know, because we're us. But then, of course, that is what she meant the whole time and clarifies it. Right now, for everything.
Yeah, she drops the A word, which I'm sure at the reunion she'll say, I never should have said it. I have PTSD from AA and going to AAA, and the FAA is a scary organization for me because I can't fly. So, just a lot. So then,
I don't even like when Rich talks because his Adam's apple moves around.
I always thought AA stood for that, but it turns out it's for something much more serious. Rich is actually in AAA, which is not Automobiles of America Association. Mm-hmm. It's actually Adam Apple's Anonymous. Yeah. So.
And Carrie's like, well, I don't see her that drunk. Do you guys? And she's like, well, me neither. But haven't you lately? It's like, no, she just said she hasn't. And she goes, you can't show up at a charity if it's lost. Okay? No one wants a drunk at a charity. Not even a charity for drunks.
Yeah. We're back full circle at Leanne's charity crusade from season one. Yeah. So, but apparently Leanne has never seen Real Housewives of New York because that's all they do is get drunk and go to charities. I mean, what's a charity for?
Since
you
when?
Want people to get drunk and spend their money.
And this cast is always drinking at charity events. You wouldn't have a show without that. And Carrie's like, look, I'm just going to give you the same advice I give to Mark whenever we're around twinks. Don't insert yourself. Okay?
Here's another piece of advice I give to Mark. Can we not spend $75,000 on a kitchen range that is way out of our leagues? How's that apply to me? I have no idea.
It's like, well, I don't have to say anything, but it'll come out in the wash. It always does, and you know it.
It's like, actually, speaking of the Roundup.
Actually, speaking of the wash, Mark did just buy an industrial size washing machine for the house. So now we go back to Deandra, and she's talking to Jeremy about her mom's upcoming cooking event, and she's all stressed because Leanne's going to be there, and she's just still so shocked that Leanne said that she was a drunk. She's like, I only got drunk at two events, okay? Two events, okay? There was when I was at the thing with Brandy, and then, I mean, I don't remember the other ones because I was too drunk, but you know.
Yeah, well, the ones she lists are my birthday, which is when they went to Beaver Creek, and I think, wait, no, it wasn't Beaver Creek. Was it Beaver Creek? Where did they go to the rodeo and all that shit that was her birthday?
They went to the rodeo. I don't remember what the rodeo was for, but they just went. There may have been a birthday. I don't know.
Yeah. And then,
it was her birthday, I think.
Yeah, her birthday, and then, yeah, her charity event. And I'm like, you're both always, like, everyone's always drunk, okay? Leanne hasn't had a drink for 10 minutes, okay? Yeah. So here's your chip, like a literal baked Lay's, okay? That's all you get for the amount of sober you've been.
But Leanne is great because she's doing, like, classic Leanne stuff. She's like, I feel like my words get twisted instantly. Sort of like those ropes when you're trying to climb that ladder at the carnival, you know, and trying to get the top, and then ropes twist over and you fall on the mattress. Anyway, my words get twisted instantly, and it only happens to me. It doesn't happen to Brandy or Stephanie, only you guys. It all happens only to me. I think they're bullying me. They're bullying me. Like, classic Leanne.
Like, you're calling Deandra an alcoholic again on national TV. She's like, you are bullying me.
Now, your listen alcoholism here, people. Is bullying me.
And this is where she's like, you can only push me so much until I'm calling you a drunk and an alcoholic. And Carrie's like, yeah, so now we're saying that word. And she's like, that's a big word. That's like literally a lot of letters in one word. She goes, sorry, you earned it, bitch. How about you talk less? How about you drink less and get out of my way?
Drink less, talk less, and get the fuck out of my way.
So then Jeremy's like, well, if you're fighting with Leanne, then why is she coming to cooking class? And why are we doing that instead of boning all day? And Dander's like, "Bet, you know what? Because when we are at this cooking class with Mother Marion, the right people will be there to address these situations that need to be addressed." Hey, jeez, cause, stop yelling.
And meanwhile, Leanne is just full on, you know, melodrama, you know, saying like, at some point, I'm going to get pushed into a corner. And I spent my high school years with my head in a locker crying because girls are mean. And I'm not going to stick in my head back in that fucking locker, people. I'm not going back in the locker. Leanne, why was your head in a locker? You could have taken your head out of a locker really easily. I'm just imagining walking down a high school hallway, and there's Leanne just sticking her head in her locker.
They're like, oh my god, she's like doing locker inspections. That was probably like her job. She was like a locker inspector.
It's just the image of her head in a locker. But the rest of her body is totally open and free.
And my head was pushed into lockers. And if you try and push my head into a locker again, I'm going to cut it because I'm wearing a foil headband right now.
The other day, Rich was like, it's time to get some new shoes. And he's like, we're going to go to Foot Locker. I said, no, I will not put my foot in that locker that had my head in it. No. No siree. No lockers.
I still can't handle when people wear horizontal stripes or vertical stripes around me. Black and white vertical stripes.
I can't even watch soccer because it sounds like locker.
I will not do this again, Foot Locker.
Do you know how hard it is to have a last name Lockin when you've been in a locker?
Now, as someone who was bullied and literally like slammed into lockers many times, I would like to just tell everybody right now, don't worry, I'm not going to call you an alcoholic. Like, what does that have to do with anything?
I just feel like Leanne had really ineffective bullies, because you're supposed to shove someone fully into the locker, not just their head. Because when you shove someone's head into a locker, you can just, you know, like, you can get out. Whereas if you shove someone in and close the door on them, that's more of a, that's more of a traumatic. I think you're
taking this a little technically.
I just think it's like, you know, it's just, I feel like it's like head in the toilet or your body in the locker, but not body in, I don't know.
All right, listen up, bullies. Ben is telling you exactly how to
do it. I just want
to
show
you. You're like, listen, okay, this is my problem. The people aren't bullying properly.
I just like that Leanne would, like, get scared and just stick her head in the locker. It's just a very funny image to me. I'm sure it was traumatic. I know she has PTSD. I know you have PTSD, Leanne. It's just funny to walk by someone with her head in the wall. Anyway.
So Carrie's, she's like, I mean, you mess with me, let me tell you how that's going to work out. Carrie's like, yeah, I mean, you push a bitch. And then Leanne goes, someone's going to die, and it ain't going to be me. Well, welcome back.
I know.
Cameron's welcome, like, back to the show, ma'am.
I think Leanne needs to stop and take a breath. You keep poking that burr, and that burr's going to bite.
That fashionista burr is gonna bite.
Yeah, dumb burrs bite dumb people, smart burrs bite everyone.
Every carny knows it's time for commercial break. They're just ads, but they work quite well.
We had a real powerful experience.
Did you see it?
Are you here? Please, can you make yourself be known?
This Halloween.
I was affected.
Oh, my God.
You were affected.
What's it doing to you?
There is no escape.
There's some evil in this house.
Experience 13 nights of brand new paranormal shows.
What is going on here?
You okay?
No.
Do you think it's dangerous for me to be in the house?
I wouldn't be there.
Halloween on Really starts tonight at 9.
There's definitely something here.
And then Carrie, who's just trying to, like, stay in the middle until reunion time, where she'll inevitably go crazy, is like, well, let's just hope that it doesn't get to, like, someone dying. So, okay, I'm going to get another drink now. Excuse me.
Speaking of Carrie, we then have another scene of Carrie wedging her weird storyline into the season. So it's like Mark and Carrie are, like, hanging out, and, like, guess what? Carrie's cousin Camilla from Copenhagen has emailed her, and she's like a musician, and she's gonna have an album release in Copenhagen, and like, wouldn't it be really cool to like go to Copenhagen for an album release? Which is like, that's a bit of a stretch, okay? Like, that's a real tenuous excuse to have a vacation. And
I know there's a lot to not believe in this scene, because it opens up with Mark coming in going, hey buggy. Oh, hey, it's just me, your calm, completely not controlling husband, who totally gives our daughter attention. Why don't we just sit here and be loving with each other?
Yeah. All right, you two.
And Gary is, like, giving us this really sweaty premise. You know what? If I can reconnect with my relatives and the Danish culture, I feel like I will be able to have a stronger relationship with my father. I feel like every apple skiver gets me closer to my dad.
This whole thing was bizarre, because she's like, well, like, when I was young, one of my relatives put an ad in a paper, and my dad responded. And I was 16, but, like, I really didn't appreciate Denmark. I'm like, wait a minute. Okay. What paper was this? Was it, like, a paper there? And why was your dad reading the paper there? And what the hell kind of trip was this? It's weird.
Oh, God. I just... I just think this whole thing about, like, if she reconnects with Danish culture, she'll get closer to her dad. Like, that's it's just, like, a weird, I don't know.
Yeah, it is. And she's like, oh, my God, my mom's going to be so proud of me for going to Denmark. So why don't we call my mom on FaceTime? And the mom's like, hey, darling, you made the bed. Good for you.
Like, it only took you 38 years. So what else is new? I've been reading a lot of Hans Christian Andersen, and I just kind of feel like we're connected now.
And Carrie's like, we're going to Denmark. And her mom's like, oh my God, your dad is crying.
You're finally leaving the house so we can come in and clean it.
And then Mark goes, after they hang up, they're like, we're so proud of you for taking a vacation, Carrie. And then they hang up, and then Mark goes, that's the best conversation you've ever had with your dad since we've been married. This is the saddest scene I've ever seen, okay? Make it stop.
I know. I know. So then we hear Stephanie go, I want to get drunk and sloppy. And then we just see her and Travis, like, sitting on a couch while he's looking at case studies from Harvard Business School.
Yeah. She's like, I've always wanted to date Harvard man.
So she's still freaking out about him going out of town, and like it's really annoying because it's such a, again, it's another weak storyline. Like, my husband's going out of town, how will I handle it? But then they like throw in this, you know she is prone to depression and she struggles with it and she's on and off of antidepressants, so it's like, ugh, no, I can't make fun of it, you know,
bullshit. I mean, who's not often on medication? Like, hi, okay, you have like a ton of money, okay? I feel less sorry. Your husband's going for 3 weeks, okay?
Yeah.
Let's just calm down.
Yeah.
Also, 3 weeks without Travis, which sounds great to me.
Yeah.
So she's like, I don't want him to come back and think like he's married to the village idiot. Okay, he's not going to get that smart in 3 weeks. Calm down.
Yeah, exactly. So he's like, well, you know what, Stephanie? Like, here's the way I look at it. Look at that page. You see that book I've got to read? How many pages? That's 800. You know how I'm going to read that book? No. Upside down? No. How am I going to read that book?
You're going to make your sister do it?
How am I going to read that book? Get throw it in the trash, maybe? And just guess? One page at a time.
She's like, oh my God.
Like, I love that show.
One day at a time.
This is it. This is it. It's the
word. Oh, by the way, let's get remarried again. Like, let's renew our vows so we're not like Sharpay's when we're getting married again.
I'm actually really sad that they're getting their vows renewed, because that is the curse on Bravo. Like, the ultimate curse.
I know. It worries me for Stephanie.
It really, really
like
worries
Stephanie.
Me. I like her, too. I actually, oddly enough, like her and Travis together, and there has not been a single vow renewal that has worked out well.
Yeah, and I worry for Stephanie. Not necessarily for Stephanie and Travis, but I worry that Stephanie signed a prenup.
She probably did.
Which I don't like. Did.
So now...
So, Dandruff over at Cedar Creek Lake!
Yeah, she, like, pulls up at this lake, and there's a house... And then a door opens, and a whole bunch of, like, D-clones walk out, all in aprons and in black.
Multiplicity.
It was, like, very scary. It was, like, an army of D's. It looked like an army of nutcrackers, you know? Like an off-season nutcracker. They're like,
welcome to Meatloaf class. Welcome to Meatloaf class.
That wasn't just Power Meemaw hair. That was a Power Meemaw army, okay?
It really was.
And also, I thought, God, she really is here to trigger Leanne, because they're all wearing Foot Locker striped aprons.
D is like possessed. It's like Twin Peaks, you know? Bob is like that spirit of evil that possesses people. Like, D basically just has the spirit of whoever shoved Leanne's head into a locker. Just possessed inside of her right now.
Whatever, string bean. Boom. Trying to think of like old things people would bully you for.
You don't even have to. It's just that I've had a lot of coffee and my brain just is like going to Twin Peaks for no good reason. I see like weird like doppelgangers and I'm like, Twin Peaks. It's the Red Lodge, Black Lodge.
Well, D's like, hello, mother. Hello, Marion.
Because Marion is D's best friend and twin.
Of course, and there's a Marion. Yes.
Yeah, and Dandra's like, I don't smell fried pies yet. And then Jeremy gets out of the car and Marion's like, Jeremy, hi, honey. We got fried pies ready. It's like, whoa, it's a fried pies kind of a day. I'm in.
We just had sex in the car, mother. We had sex. We had so much sex on the way over here. The car was actually powered by our sex.
And we know this is going to be real Southern food because Dee's like, well, Marion made some rolls and I made some candied bacon.
Now, Deandra, you are gaining a lot of weight, so please have some more bacon so I can make fun of you even more.
So Dee's like, oh, Mary, because Deandra, of course, is like, hello, mother. I cannot wait to cook with you, mother. Leanne is very mad at me, mother. Hey, Mary. Leanne is very mad at me, Mary. Very mad at me, Mary. And they're like, well, hey, we used to fight all the time. And Marion's like, Dee goes, hey, Marion, remember when me and you used to fight all the time? She goes, what do you mean, used to?
You know, on account of you being the dumb one, and me being the smart one, you being the ugly one, and me being the pretty one, Marion. Remember that, Marion?
Spin off. So yep. Rich and Leanne are next to arrive, and Dandridge's like, oh my god, what kind of bag is that, Rich? Oh, Marion, Rich brought a to-go bag just in case he didn't like Steph. See, let's watch Rich take on Marion. Nailed it, mother!
Hey, stupid face. Hey, stupid face. Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, Marion, look, it's Leanne. So, and I like that. So they come in. I like that dude. Like, she's like, you know, there was a saying. I don't know if you've ever heard it. You may have heard it, but here's how it goes. The best way to a man's heart is through what? Through what? Through his stomach. The original. The original.
D gets very 700 Club, like when she's selling her Miracle Grow or whatever on the Christian TV. We're just like, now here is what you need to do, people. Spread this on your face and feed your husband, okay? That is what the Lord would have told you to do. And then Lee tells us, Mama D, I'm glad you can cook, but you know my way to a man's heart? Making blowjob face.
Sticking olives in your cheek? I don't get it. Why have so many olives in there? Why don't how are you gonna impress a man with having a mouthful of food? That doesn't make sense. So then, of course, Dee is like, "I love to cook," and Deandra is saying like, "Oh, my mother is such a good cook." And Deandra says, "It's my fault she has a weight problem. Just blaming me, innocent old Dee. I'm not a feeder. I just like to support my daughter."
This is so Southern mother though. This like my mother has actually said these lines before. She says it's my fault she has my mom calls me she. She says it's my fault she has a weight problem. But when she came home from school, what did I always have, Deandra? I had a meat. I had two vegetables. What, a salad? And Deandra's like, and two huge pies, mother, and cakes, and little Debbie's, and brownies in my face.
Well, I just wanted to see if you had willpower, which evidently you do not. There's nothing I can do about that.
My mom still says shit like that. Like, oh, I suppose it's my fault. There are some new brownies in the pantry while you're here if you want them. I'm like, mother, gotcha!
So then Marion's like, well, Deandra, since I am the good mom, I got you an apron that says Queen Bee, you're Queen Bee at last.
Yeah, this is our first clue that they're getting ready to start shit with Leanne.
Yeah, because now Leanne's like, oh, well, now finally you can be queen. And Deandra is like so happy to have the Queen Bee apron. She's like, well, after Mother is done making fun of me, this is her way of now making fun of Leanne, reminding her that she is not the queen. I am the queen. I have an apron that says queen on it.
And then, she said, it's like telling Leanne, don't mess with my daughter. I'll see you, Leanne. And I was thinking, no way.
Me too.
I think the mom is totally going to side with Leanne on this one.
Me too. And they I was thinking she was fucking with Deandra. And I thought the fact that Deandra like thought that was like psychotic. But deluded. But then next week we find out, no, Dee was playing a real mental game.
Shay D.
That's why Dee is the queen.
Cam and Court arrive. And they arrive with who I thought was Heidi from last year. Didn't you think this was Heidi?
It looked like Heidi, but it was in fact Gemma. Also, there's a dog there named W, which also cracked me up.
Hey, everybody. It's midterms. Just vote for W again.
We're putting this dog in office. So, Jimmy is there. She's the matriarch of the Westcotts. And Jimmy is a major, major cook. She can defrost Stouffer's like no one else.
Step one, get a maid. Step two, get a fly swatter. Step three, swat the meat until she cooks your dinner. Yay, Jimmy!
Cameron is very shrewd. She's just kissing that matriarch's ass. She's like, I will take over this camp family. Thank you very much. Your food is so good.
And they have such a high opinion of their society, which always has cracked me up on this show. And Dandra tells us,
Jimmy is the matriarch of the Westcott family. And Cameron will follow in her footsteps because she's married Court. And she will take up that mantle and become the next Jimmy Westcott.
Who cares? Yeah. No one cares.
Congratulations. Do they own oil? Yeah, I don't think
back
so.
Back it up. No one cares.
Yeah. So now it's time to make meatloaf. They put all this bacon in the pans. Have you ever made meatloaf like that? I haven't made too much meatloaf, but have you ever done that?
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. Good. It looks real good.
Yeah, that's how you do it. Although Mama D does go crazy with the ketchup. And then while they're cooking, Jeremy is really kind of on my nerves lately. He's just always like, I'm a Southern husband. He's like, hey, ladies, there's lots of yapping and not a lot of meat.
And by meat, I mean not a lot of my penis going into DeAndre. We're going to have sex right now because we have it all the time.
Yes, we do, Jeremy. We have sex. We just had sex on the meatloaf pan. We just did that.
So they lined the pans with bacon, and Cam is just staring at these pans like, And he's like, now listen, girls, there are things that are important when you're cooking, like chopping an onion.
Yeah. And DeAndre's like, well, I don't know how to chop an onion. Well, you impatient little brat. 49 still doesn't know how to not interrupt her mother. That's what I'm going to teach you. I'm doing like Leanne's voice. I'm going to teach you how to cut an onion. So they start like cutting onions, and we see there's like a shot of Dee mixing the meatloaf meat, and you can tell she's just imagining it's like DeAndre's head. She's like, like she's just squeezing with so much repressed rage at her daughter. This meat is jealous of me.
Well, me and my mother argue about how much ketchup goes in that meatloaf, but this is ridiculous.
And then the editors just put in,
I know,
a million times. Dee's like, girls, if you're going to stir things in the sack, do it with your hands.
Yeah.
It is. Oh,
and then Dee's like,
it's like Sunday at Meemaw's house. I mean, it's like asparagus, like limp asparagus and crappy meatloaf.
Yeah, and Dee is just like, see, girls, this is experience. We don't have to measure. Experience. That's something that DeAndre does not have much of, except with alcohol, apparently. And wasting my money.
So Leanne's like, fart, 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 fart. Cam's like, this looks like dog food. And Dee's just looking at them like, hey. So Cameron and Dandra are talking, and with Leanne, Cameron, Dandra, and Leanne are talking, and Cameron's like, so, how was the party the other day? And Dandra's like, well, there's an elephant in the room, okay? Because Leanne said, I have an alcohol problem. She goes, you can keep saying that till the cows come home. Ding dong is brandy. Hold on, someone go.
Guess the cow was here. Oh, sorry. So she's like, I never said you had an alcohol problem. I said, if you could hear me, which you probably couldn't know because my head was in a locker, I said I was concerned and I would like Brandy to appreciate the other aspects of you rather than just being your drinking buddy and bringing out the alcoholism in you, which is in you, by the way. That's all.
And then Dee comes over and she like tilts her head all the way into their conversation. She's like, washing a dish.
She's like, washing, are we piling dish on DeAndre? Are we doing that? Because I can do that right now. We're piling on.
Like, you know that she is just eavesdropping because she's never going to wash a dish. She would make Marion do it first, you know?
Yeah, she is totally like a dish scrubbing eavesdropper. Just like turning, like backing up the car, like swirl, swirl, swirl. Don't mind me. I'm just moonwalking back into your conversation.
I'm just over here spending some good time, time with my good friend Dawn, who gets rid of grease, dirt.
She is great. She is all that. A-L-L, that's all. Guess what? She does work around here, unlike you, DeAndra.
Mm-hmm. So Cameron's like, well, look, DeAndra, it's okay to be drinking at charity events. You can drink. It's just the level you drink, okay? And Leanne was saying that she felt like Brandy was swaying. And Lee's like, yeah, like this. She was swaying like this. Like this.
She's like, well, honestly, I don't remember Brandy swaying. Because like, you were drunk.
So DeAndre goes, I don't visually remember it that way. And she goes, she was. And then so Dee's like, Lan, get over here. Let's have a little sit down on the couch. Come on.
Yeah. Come on, I swear. It'll be a circle of trust. You can, don't worry, I'm Mama D. Whatever you say to me is just going to me, and I will support you and not use this against you. Just come sit right here next to this pillow that says, if you ain't sitting on this pillow, you ain't doing it right, and I love God, okay?
Hey, Mama D rhymes with Lee. Have a seat, pretty. And Leanne's like, I've always loved Mama D, okay? I'm the one who gave her the nickname of Mama D.
Created the word Mama.
Mama's Family from the 80s.
I remember Mama, televised. The play.
It was televised.
I also invented the word Mom and Mr. Mom.
The musical Mama Mia. That was me.
I was like, I didn't want to do it, but I was like, here we go again. And then I thought, Mama, me, here we go again. Originally about lockers.
How could I resist you, Meatloaf?
I also invented Meatloaf.
Well, originally it was called Mama Meatloaf.
Mama Meatloaf, here we go again. Into the oven.
Now, have you worked this out, this thing with you and Deandra? I mean, you got, have you worked it out? Have you worked it out? You are not sitting close enough to me. Can you smell my Tic Tac? Okay, come closer.
Tic Tac. It's one of the orange ones. Sort of weird.
So Leanne's like, well, okay, here's the deal, Mama D. And Mama D's like, lipstick off her teeth.
Mama D is basically like, just like taking Leanne's voice out.
So Lee's like, I talked to her at Kara's opening, and I said to her, I don't think you understand how hurtful it is to say we'd lead separate lives. It's like saying we're cheating. It's damaging. I mean, we spent all day together, Mama D. If I go out of that locker for 3 hours for a charity event, big deal.
So meanwhile, outside, Jeremy and Rich are hanging out, doing the classic Bravo men thing, which is like, the women, all those women, they're crazy. They're having a tiff. And Rich is like, well, it's going to get worse before it gets better. We'll hear gunfire in a minute. And Jeremy goes, I'm glad I have a penis.
Rich is like, well, I'm glad you got one too, I suppose.
I mean, it's hard to believe I even still have a penis after all that sex we're having. It hasn't broken off yet. Oh my God, the poor thing.
Man, right. Yep, glad we are them.
So now, meanwhile, Cameron is continuing to talk to Deandra about what Leanne was saying. And, like, she's trying to sort of explain that Leanne was just saying that, you know, like, if you are showing up at society events when you're drunk, you know, people are going to talk and they're going to be concerned. And if you want to, you know, and then Deandra's like, well, if I want to play silly drink games, I'll own it. I'll do it. I will do it. Cameron's like,
yeah, because she's trying to tell her in front of Jimmy, right? Did you mention that part? They're sitting with Jimmy. He's like, who looks and talks just like Heidi to me. And I'm like, this woman is going to ruin your life, whoever she is.
Yes.
So, yeah, Cameron's doing what you said. And Tandra's like, well, first of all, I'm sorry because I know this isn't appropriate behavior to have little dogs at the table. Okay? But I'm 5W. And I'm like, oh, God, you're apologizing for a little dog. This Jimmy woman must be a hellion.
Yeah.
She sounds terrifying.
Yeah. So Cameron's like, listen, I could care less what you do, which is a pet peeve of mine. It's I couldn't care less, because if you could care less, then you could care less. So I could care less what you do, but I don't trust other people in our group that they will not talk. And then it takes 2 seconds for Brandy to tell the world that you're a drunkard who puts Kirk cups up your ass.
Even though I've done it every single episode since we've begun. And Dander's like, Jimmy, now listen here, Cricket. It's different. I'm 50. Cameron's like 30, okay? She has baby children. She will get in trouble, but I can do what I want. I can dance. I can party. I can live my life. Grandmother!
Meanwhile, Dee is talking on the couch with Leanne, and Leanne's just like, I just worry because Brandy only cares about the side of Deandra that wants to drink. She doesn't care about all those beautiful sides that are caked in kabuki makeup. And Dee's like, well, alcohol does worry me. Although, Deandra just as a whole worries me, too. She is a disaster and a failure to this family. Am I right? Am I right, Leanne, real daughter?
It's like, well, we've all got alcoholics in our family, and I am worried. And then Leanne tells us, now, I would hope that Mama D would be grateful for me coming up with the words Mama and D. But let's, you know, there's an old saying.
The way to a man's heart is through his stomach.
No, Mama D, get out of my testimonial. It's blood is thicker than water. Guess what? I'm water. God, that has never sounded so threatening before.
I know. Yeah. Sort of strange that they put my head in a locker when, given that I'm water, they would just put me in the toilet. It would make more sense. I guess they can't even bully me right.
Blood's thicker than water. I'm water, and I will drown you.
You're rubber and I'm glue. Glue made of water. So,
so Jimmy's over there, and she's like, honey, now here's the deal. This here, Dallas, is a city where people talk and people who love you, like Cameron and Leanne over there. It hurts their feelings when people talk about you, okay? Now, when you march to the beat of a different drummer, you can get criticized by people who like the other drummer better. Ask that guy who got replaced by Ringo Starr. He's never been invited to another AIDS opening.
Yeah, just ask Linda Ronstadt. She walks to a beat of a different drum, and guess what? No one likes Linda anymore.
Dandra's like, who cares what people think? I'm so sorry about this dog. Do you like my shirt? Is it too warm in here?
My favorite thing is when people get mad about what other people think while simultaneously getting mad at people warning them that people are talking about them. Like, I don't care what people think. I'm mad at you for telling me that people think things. It's like, well, what are you mad at then? If you don't care what other people think, then you should just laugh and I'm like, well, whatever, I'm having fun, you know?
Yes, and so Jimmy's like, you and Leanne, old friends, you're like this, just keep it like that, okay, just keep it.
And then cut to Dee, and she's telling Leanne the same thing. She's like, you and Dandra are close, okay? You're like the two zeros after the seven, okay? There's no 700 club without two zeros like you, okay? I'll stay the seven, you stay the dumb zeros, okay?
Ronnie, you're so funny. So then Jimmy, she's like, just make it work. Make it work. I'm going to say that enough times till they use me as Tim Gunn's replacement on this here network. So Jimmy is like, now listen, Cam has a friend and she knows who I'm talking about. Okay, Cameron, you know who I'm talking about? Your stupid, stupid friend. Her name is Andra Day. You know what I'm saying? Oh, that's you right there. Never mind.
Do you think that she was talking about Deandra? Because that's what Deandra insinuates later, but
I don't think so. I think Jimmy was just talking about some random person. And so she's like, and I've said to Cameron, you cannot be around this person. They are fat. They are fat. It's a fat person. And this person's reputation is so awful because they're fat that someone might think that you are like that. Fat. So you just can't do it. You can't do that. Stop being fat. Don't touch that, mate. Love, Cameron.
So Cameron's like, I wouldn't be surprised if Jimmy heard about Deandra being drunk at a charity event and making Folgers with her hoo-ha, because she's in society. So, like, also, you've told her 30 times and all the way over here.
Also, at this point, this Keurig cup situation, they are making it sound like she fully stuck it up into her small intestine, okay? Like, she put it, like, in between her butt cheeks and let it drop onto the floor, okay? Everyone needs to relax.
Yeah, even if she did do that, it's like the heightening of a donkey show, you know? Like, she did a good job. They're making her sound like an amazing act at this point to go
exactly,
watch.
Exactly, exactly. So, we then go over to Brandy, who is with Travis at a jeweler, and they're going to pick out a ring for Stephanie for the renewal.
So they fucked, right? I mean, what was your opinion? Because I was like, these two have boned. Like, I've never noticed this weird energy with them. But she's like, I've known Travis for over 20 years, and he sure dated some winners, but then he met Stephanie. And I said, get married to her. Oh, you know what I say? Have a drink. I can barely take care of you. I can barely handle you drunk. I certainly can't handle you whispering and sober, okay?
Yeah, they sort of had a boring scene. They just looked at rings. Nothing really happened.
But so the baby farted. At least we got that in there. Some more fart noises for Brandy.
Oh, I thought it was some ketchup. So back to the cooking. So the guys, they're all getting ready to eat. The guys are outside, and they're making everyone sit at all the pink placemats to piss off Cameron. And which I thought was funny, because then when Cameron came out, she's like, I need a pink placemat. I need one. We need more distributors sending out pink placemats to people.
Neil's like, I'll get one for you. With his patriarchy heteronormative bullshit locker. So she gets her one, and Cameron's like, Thanks, girl.
I'm so happy to have these recipes to take them to feed my family. I mean, lately we've been eating Mexican food because we went to Mexico place and there was just like so much good food. And we're like, we just want to keep eating it. But now we're going to eat meatloaf as well.
And Dandra's like, thank God for this food because I need to emotionally eat after Jimmy, Leanne, Cameron totally made me feel terrible about how everyone was talking about me and no one liked me.
And Leanne's like, this food was like a dump truck backing up with calories. It was like beep, beep, beep right into my locker. I was like, my head's in here. Stop it.
Then Dee gives a speech. She's like, dang, dang, dang. All right. This is
mother, stop important. Banging my head with a spoon.
This is how important food is to friendships. Now, someone hold a 1-800 number under me while I say this, okay? Now, listen here, guys. Life is short.
I'm like, ugh, don't say that in this crowd, because it literally has been multiple times.
You know, life is short, okay? Life is short, all right? And there are a lot of ups and downs, especially if you got a dumb friend like Marion. Am I right, everyone? Am I right, everyone? Look at her stupid face. She's laughing. She doesn't realize I'm making fun of her.
She goes, nah, one morning, my husband kissed me goodbye. He said, see you at dinner.
And I never saw him again. It's like, let me guess, a heart attack? I mean, Jesus Christ, meatloaf and 18 sticks of butter. I love that they're like, this is so much butter. And then,
well, we all,
this is what we talk about.
Well, it wasn't quite a heart attack. So.
Well, is that the same guy?
Yeah, that was her dad. That was the dad who got drunk. And...
Well, she's been married multiple times, right?
Listen, here's all I know, okay?
I just assumed she was talking about a different father. So I'm sorry, everybody. I did not mean to make a joke about somebody that died so tragically.
Here is what I know about being older and having experience, okay? Life is short and Deandra's wasting it, okay? Bon appetit.
Yeah, seriously, sorry, though. I didn't know that was the same
guy. No, I know. You didn't know.
I just figured she's always like, I've had 19 engagements. I was like, just pick one, you know.
I mean, I assume that's what that was, but whatever. Oh. Let's just like awkward. Get back to short lives. Short
awkward.
Life is short.
Yeah, back
life
to sharty.
Life is
yeah,
short.
Back to
sharty. Listen, you never know when you're gonna say goodbye. So, you know, eat more meatloaf, Deandra. Eat more. Eat more.
Man, everybody enjoy their butter cocktails.
Now, then, all of a sudden, we go to a new scene, and the most shocking thing we've ever seen, which is that Dee traded in her black uniform for white. I was like, whoa, this is scary. Dee is now wearing all white. This is not normal. Things are going wrong.
And gold tennis shoes. Just so funny. It's like she's Power Mima in every way. So they get to this restaurant because Jeremy's having an unveiling of a mural that was done based on a painting that he did of photo, like a yeah. some Marines break dancing or something.
Yeah.
And let me. Oh.
So Deandra.
I was just going to repeat exactly what Deandra said. And I was like, no, this is dumb. I'm going to concentrate on gold tennis shoes.
Yeah. No, so Deandra. They're at a bar. There's going to be this unveiling of a mural. And Deandra is telling us that she was really irritated at Cameron for bringing Jimmy to the cooking and putting. She felt like Jimmy was there to put Deandra in her place, to sort of take a shot at her. And Deandra goes, listen, I don't bring my mother to the dog fight. I fight the fight myself. I'm like, you literally just had an entire scene of cooking with your mom where, like, to have
a fight with Leanne for you.
Yeah. Like, your mom, you had an entire apron aggression moment, okay?
And Carrie and Stephanie arrive, and everyone's like, hey, girl.
So Rich shows up too, but Leanne's at a fashion show. So Deandra's like, well, obviously, it was more important for Leanne to go to a fashion show than to honor my husband's mural. Oh.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, you kind of hate each other.
Yeah.
So Carrie's like, let's drink. So Carrie, Kim, and Deandra are kind of huddled together. And Court's like, oh, gotta go. Quick. She's like, oh, sorry, guys. Court has to go home because of the kids. I'm like, what? Did they tie up the nanny?
Yeah, exactly. So Deandra pulls Cameron aside. And it's like, now, you know, I just felt like with the whole thing with Jimmy, I felt like I was getting a warning because I'm badly behaved. And Cameron just nods like, yes, you are badly behaved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, I'm so glad you acknowledge your problem. That's the first step towards recovery.
Well, when I was talking to Jimmy, my feelings were really hurt because she said to me that people are talking about you like she was giving me a warning about us not being able to be friends or something. Cameron goes, no, she was insinuating that you need to be cautious because people were talking about you.
What was it that was her fault? What was her fault? I felt attacked, girl. How, girl?
Well, I'm telling you, it hurt my feelings.
Well, what was hurtful about it?
I felt attacked.
Why?
Because she was saying I should be careful I'm friends with. And I was like, what are you talking about?
How could you say that? I would never bash an adopted baby. What are you saying now, Cameron?
So Dandra is trying to start this fight, but Cameron has already stated her case very clearly, okay? And Dandra's just like, well, what does that mean? And now they're just fighting over stupid things. So yeah. Cameron tells us,
I am disgusted that she's even bringing my mother-in-law into the situation.
I like how she puts a period between every two words when she's
mad. The fact that she would assume this is an attack is mind-boggling to me.
And Carrie's like, I just can't see Jimmy really being...
My mother-in-law is very involved in Dallas, and she knows about a lot of rundowns in our society, and I have to be honest...
Karen Huger shows up. Security, I'm here. I'm friends with Jimmy.
She's like, she is not someone you ever want to piss off. That's for sure.
Is that a threat? No, I'm just being a distributor of warnings about how to act. So Cameron's saying, I'm trying to protect you. People are talking about you. They're saying things like, oh, I heard Dandra was wasted. Oh, I heard Dandra was playing Keurig cups coming out of your ass. Every episode, Cameron mentions the Keurig cup. Every single episode.
And you know she's really piping mad because she's like, out of her ass.
I said ass instead of butt.
It's a K-cup. Not even Nespresso. So now Cameron...
Sometimes the truth hurts, Deandra. That's the thing.
Yeah. And now Cameron is offended that Deandra's offended. So Deandra's like, it's nobody's business what sort of cups I put up my ass. Okay, sometimes I want a Keurig cup. Okay, sometimes I just put a cup of noodles up there. How about that? Does that blow your mind? Because I do that too.
Just thank God you haven't been there for a big gulp day, Cameron.
And then Cameron's pissed basically because of the mother-in-law thing. She's like, well, I'm shocked because Jimmy would never be out to get you. Like, that's the thing. I'm offended. There. I'm offended.
I'm blindsided and shocked. It's like going to the Global Pet Expo and there were so many people coming by my booth, I couldn't even chew gum. I was blindsided by popularity.
Did Cameron say, you're wearing me out, ho? You're really wearing me out?
No, she said... She said, you're wearing me out, girl. You're really wearing me out. You're wearing me out, ho. Could you imagine Cameron saying you're wearing me out, ho?
Well, I know, and I kept rewinding it because I assumed it was girl, but then it just kept sounding like ho.
Yeah.
You're wearing me out, ho. wearing me out.
Ho. So finally she goes, okay, Deandra. Wow. And she walks out. She just leaves. And so Carrie follows her out, and Cameron's like, she's being a crazy bitch. That's crazy that she would think that Jimmy, someone who's big in society, would ever be mean. Everyone knows that people who are in society are not cutthroat at all.
Which is why you can do whatever you want without worrying about being judged. Yeah.
So
did you notice that when Carrie left them talking, like Cameron was like, I am done with you, Deandra. And Carrie's like, I'm going to get a drink. And she walks over to Mama D and she's like, oh, I know.
Well, the best part is I love when Mama D just smacks him since Deandra, because Deandra's like, well, Mama D, which is a nickname that I like to take credit for, even though Leanne says it's her name. Mama D, guess what? Okay, she's saying that people are going to talk about me. Okay, she's saying that. And then Dean's like, why do you give a rip about what people say about you? Why, Deandra? Why? Man,
unfortunately, because your last name is Simmons, you're going to be judged in a different way. When I married into the Simmons family, I had to learn to take that on. I learned how to work with jealousy. And I had to know that people just weren't going to like me.
And they definitely won't like you because you're much heavier than I am at your age.
Want a Twinkie? I brought one in my purse for you.
Mother, stop that! I look good!
If you say so.
So then Cameron is like storming off into her car. And she's like, I am done. Done with it. So many people have told me so many horrible things about her. And I would never say them to her. But for her to disrespect my mother-in-law like that, piss out.
Piss out. Out of 5,000.
And she gets in her car. She goes, oh, my gosh. This is insane. Keep going. Keep going.
Stop. Stop the car. Now go. That was fun. Speed bump.
So fun.
So next week, after Mama D has Leanne sit down, and Leanne says, I'm just worried that Brandy only wants to drink with her, and Mama D's like, I worry about the alcohol. Next week, Mama D's like, and she, Leanne said that she was an alcoholic, that stupid dumb bitch, and she thinks she named me Mama D. What a dumb bitch.
And she thinks you're an alcoholic, too. That's what she said, Brandy.
That's rich. That's rich. And I'm not just talking about her quote-unquote fiancé. Oh, Deandra.
Wow, guys.
It's going to get crazy. And also, by the way, next week is the week that Leanne finally breaks. And she, like, raises her fist up against Deandra.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so great. Good.
Thank you so much for a good show, Real Housewives of Dallas, you nutcases.
Thank you all for being wonderful. Wonderful people. Well,
that was a good one.
Wonderful personalities on our television.
Yeah. Wonderful people's maybe taking it a little far.
It's a great cast. I'm telling you, this is a great, great cast. Perfection.
Yeah, good job, everybody. Okay, well, that brings us to the end of Watch What Crappens. Run and get your tickets for Seattle and Nashville, which is in November and December, respectively. Mm-hmm. Mother. And then your King of Snarkasm t-shirts, only available this week. You can find links for all of that over at watchwithcrappens.com. And our bonus episodes, which this week is about Top Chef cast preview. And our Google Hangout is next Tuesday night. And this is all to be found at watchwithcrappens.com. All right, so go there.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys, thanks so much. We'll talk to you tomorrow. We're going to close out the week with some Shaz of Sunset. So it'll be a fun time. Talk to you mañana.
Bye.
Stick the kettle on, Mum.
Oi! What did your last slave die of? And why is that rucksack so full? Is that your washing? That better not be your washing.
It won't take you long, will it?
It won't take you long, you mean?
Samsung Quick Drive washing machine gets laundry really clean, really fast. Search Quick Drive from Samsung. Winners of the 2018 Which Large Home Appliance Brand of the Year Award.
I think I'll just leave it for your dad.